From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Markets and crop harvests are finally normalizing across the supply chain after California's lettuce and leafy green growers were hit by weather challenges in the first half of the year. Mary Zichke, inpatient necrotic spot virus and soil-borne disease coordinator for the Growers Shipper Association of Central California, tells thepacker.com the climate this year threw us a curveball, and it's been a difficult thing to spring back from. But we will. The Public Lands Council is raising concerns with the Bureau of Land Management's proposed Conservation and Landscape Health Rule. PLC comments were signed by 55 state and national organizations, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American Farm Bureau. PLC President Mark Rober says if BLM is serious about lasting conversations, they should have talked to ranchers first and not forged ahead blindly with a controversial rule that will cost billions. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization's World Food Price Index averaged 122.3 points in June, down 1.7 points from May, and continuing a downward trend. The current level is 37 points, or 23% below the peak of March of last year. The monthly decline reflected drops in sugar, vegetable oils, cereal, and dairy products, while the meat price index was virtually steady.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.